Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Sansia, good morning. Welcome back.
Ooh. Good morning.
Morning. Now, let's recap. For those people who didn't hear when the last time that you were on the show with us, let me just remind everybody what happened. So, I received an email halfway through the year from Sansia going, "Hi, my name is Sansia Paul. I'm at an Alcana house in grade 6. I've decided to do the Reach Challenge this year to grow and learn resilience. I've chosen to donate sanitary products to girls who don't have the money to buy them. I thought it was going to be easy, but it's not.
Yes.
Please, can you help me? Can you help in any way? We need to buy these packs and get them to my school, which is Alcana House Senior Prep. This is what I'm hoping to do. Get as many as I can.
Yes.
The aim was around, I think, 15,000 packs. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
And first of all, like, how has the time, what's happened since the last time you and I have chatted? You've had a birthday, first of all. Congratulations. And how's school been going? How's things been going for you?
School's going good.
Right.
For Reach Challenge, since I'm having a hard time with exercise, I decided to make an exercise group at school.
Oh.
Which was with my friends.
And how's that going?
It's going good, actually.
Really? Are you committed to it every week?
It's on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning.
Well done. And is it hard to motivate your friends to get going, like, on Mondays?
Not very, actually.
No, that's cool. Because normally, like, by Monday, you're like, "Oh, Sansia, I'm not going to make the club today. I'm too tired. I want to sleep." So Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Oh, that is pretty. That's awesome. And then in terms of this project, and I remember when we chatted, we had a lot of people that said we want to get involved. And we're nearing the time that we'd like to go and join you to do the handover to the organization you've chosen. But I want to let you know that we've managed to raise, with the help of some incredible people, Legacy Liquors, Ian, a huge thank you, to Luke, to Sven, to Clicks,
yes.
Tal Toria, 90,000 Rand has been brought in for us to go and buy sanitary towels for you to drop off. So that is the amazing news. 90,000 Rand. I think we're going to reach that goal of 15,000 products that you want to drop off. I think that's going to be doable.
That's amazing. Thank you.
I just want to say a huge thank you. And I'd never heard about them before, but there's an incredible organization called Ruby Roses.
Yes.
Or Ruby Rose SA.
Mm-hmm.
RubyRose.co.za. I'll tell you quickly about them. Ruby Rose Feminine Hygiene SA was founded with South African women in mind. Our mission is simple yet powerful: to alleviate period poverty by making sanitary pads accessible to all women and girls, especially in underprivileged communities.
Mm.
Our brand is symbolized by the lotus flower. It represents spiritual enlightenment, beauty, purity, dignity, and prosperity.
Beautiful.
It's an all-woman run company.
Mm.
They are based in Cape Town. All their products are made here locally. They're sourced. They've got almost zero carbon footprint. They are incredible.
Mm.
When they heard you on radio, they said, "We want to get involved, so we're going to be using them to buy, because we can get more from them."
Yeah.
And they're going to be supplying. So
this is
incredible. We are so happy to have done this for you and with you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. So listen, have you got any dates in mind that you want to do that the handover, where we can meet you and go out there anytime in the near future that you'd like to go and do it?
I'm thinking maybe October.
Stunning.
Okay.
I think that's a great plan.
Mm.
And what I think we should do is we should make it a special morning and go, like, one morning straight after the show and meet you out there and then do a special handover.
That sounds good.
That is amazing. I can't wait. Listen, again, it's such a big project to take on for one person. But, you know, your message that you left with us the last time when you said about the mosquito.
Yes.
I think tell everybody the story about the mosquito.
If you ever think you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito.
I love it. Wake up.
Steady on that. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.